going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what is on the menu for today?
Oh, we got a problem today, Shirley. We got an alarm that has gone off. I am going to call this lady. I work at the alarm place. Going to give her a call and let her know that we got an issue. There is a black man on the property, and the alarm is going off, but there's a black man on the property. And
we really?
Yes, we need to handle this right away. Right away. I did not know the black man was her husband. White lady, black man for the husband. Yeah, there's a black man on the property. Yes.
Everything with your pranks. Man, you yes, draw all kind of racial lines and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
You do everything, though.
That's what you do when you prank. You cross all these lines. All that. Crisscross. All right, you do that. All right, let's go, cat dog. Hit him up.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Denise, please.
Yeah, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. This is Tony. I'm calling security. We've got an alarm that's gone off on you guys' property. Are you guys, we're just checking before we send authorities out. Is everything okay? Did maybe someone trip the alarm?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm at work. I'm at work right now. I'm not home.
Okay. Do you have a pet or dog or anything that could actually trip the alarm?
No. That's strange. It never goes off like that. I'm nervous.
Okay, give me a second. We've got a call into the neighborhood security that actually are en route to the property, and they were going to give us some information before we actually sent the police officers out, unless you would like for me to send them out now.
I feel like you should send the police. I mean, if I'm not home and nobody's home and my alarm's going off and it never goes off, I'm worried.
Okay, hang on 1 second. This is neighborhood security calling now. Hang on 1 second. I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
Denise, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, they're out there on the property, the neighborhood security. Do you, there is a black guy that is on your premise. Are you familiar with who that might be?
Well, I mean, my husband's black, but he should be at work right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And he probably would have texted me if, you know, the alarm was going off.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have any other black male friends?
Excuse me?
Do you have any other black male friends that might be at the house?
I mean, yeah. It's a very weird question. I mean, I have black friends, yes, but I don't think they would be in my house.
Okay. Well, I mean, should we just assume that this is your husband? What do you think?
My husband's at work. How tall is this person? My husband's 6'3". He's
hold
a
on one
tall
second.
Guy.
Hold on 1 second. Let me go back to the security from the neighborhood. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, no, somebody's in my alarm's going off. I don't know.
Okay, Denise?
Yes.
Okay, they have the black guy that they're looking at is about 5'10", maybe late 20s. How old is your husband?
No, my husband is, I just told you that my husband's not there. He would have texted me or called me and told me that he accidentally set the alarm off. And I'm actually going to text him. I mean, this is crazy. I should probably call him.
Okay,
I mean,
you do realize if we send the authorities out and this is a false call that you're going to get charged for that. You do know that, right?
A false call? You just said somebody's in my house and it's not me or my husband. So you should be charging me for that.
You're saying your husband's black, and then there's a black guy there. I mean, they probably know each other, right?
Are you kidding me? What kind of question is that? Why? Because they're both black?
I'm just trying to save you some money, ma'am. I don't want to send out police officers when they get there and then all of a sudden your husband knows the black guy or he's a relative or something. I mean, do you want to call and see if you're...
Oh, my God. You think, like, this is really offensive. And I don't understand if I'm telling you that I don't know who the person is in my house. That means that we should send the police. I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay. You think
They're calling back. Hold on one second, Denise. The neighborhood security's calling back here.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
Okay, Denise, now, the security in the neighborhood, they're telling me that this guy just drove out of the garage in a white pickup. Do you guys have a white pickup?
Yes, we do.
So this guy just pulled out of your garage in a white pickup.
Well, I have my car at work, and my husband has his car. That's like the truck that he uses on the weekends for like construction and stuff. So that means somebody just stole our car. I can't believe this is happening. You are watching somebody in my house, and you basically watch them steal my truck.
I'm going to go ahead now and get the police to go over.
Now,
okay?
Why the f*** are you going to send them now? He probably took all my s*** in my house. I mean, the police get there, there's not going to be anything left in my house. Probably just stole the back of the truck.
I mean, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to help you out here.
I know, what the f*** is it going to do me now? I mean, the whole time you've been talking to me, he's been cleaning out my house out and stealing s***.
Well, how did he get in your house?
I don't f***ing know. I don't know this guy. You're interrogating me? What the f***?
I'm just asking you, how could somebody get in your house? Did you leave something open? What did you
do? Okay. Listen, you would know because I wouldn't have been able to set my alarm this morning if something was open. It would beep and it wouldn't let me set the alarm. And the fact that you're interrogating me when somebody's robbing my house, you need to do your job. I need to call my husband. You're wasting my time. I mean, by the time the police get there, it's going to be tomorrow.
So you're gonna call Daryl now?
I'm sorry?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You going to call Daryl now?
How the f*** do you know my husband's name?
Denise, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Daryl, got me to prank phone call.
Oh, my God. I was going to come down there and... So nobody stole my truck, right?
Nobody stole your truck. Nobody's at your house. Your alarm is fine. Everything is good. But Daryl told me, he said, we got to get my wife. We got to get her good.
That's so mean.
Did we get you?
Oh, my God. I was sweating. I was so angry. I was sweating over here.
All right. So tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Man, y'all ain't got to say nothing at all. Ain't got to say nothing.
We're not.
Mm-mm, don't worry about it. Don't get yourself worked up like that. Louisville, Kentucky. Nephew coming to town. Memorial weekend, baby. 23rd, 24th, 25th. Louisville, Kentucky. Tickets are on sale right now. Did you hear what I said? I said tickets are on sale right now. We're going to be wilding out. Man, I got some other stuff I'm doing, too. Let me show y'all something. This right here is blues and comedy. This is Dukes and Boots. I will be in Tupelo, Mississippi. You understand me? All right. That's July 26th, Saturday night at the Cadence Bank Arena, Tupelo, Mississippi. Uh-oh. Who was that on there? That is Sir Charles on there. Oh, Carla, Sir Charles in the building. You better ask somebody. All right. You got comedians. You got music. It's all going down. That right there is in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah. Okay. Fort All right, Worth, nephew. Texas. Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.